Hello, hello, shorts. Okay. This is Friendly Atheist. Trump is now selling a Bible that a Christian publisher walked away from in 2021. And the subheading is Trump's newest cash grab is selling Christians a Bible they already have and will never read. Okay. Okay, Meta, I think we've heard enough from you. I saw this story and I just said to myself, you know, I gotta find a microphone and do this story real quick. Try to do it real quick. It's funny. It made me laugh out loud. There's a video attached. So rather than linking to the article, this is a YouTube video. And so I will just dump the video in the comments. This Bible that Trump is hawking to raise money for his campaign, it contains, let's see. Oh, by the way, it's called the God Bless the USA Bible. Hello, Christian nationalism. And it includes the text of the KJV along with the text of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance, and a handwritten chorus of God Bless the USA, that famous Lee Greenwood song. So when I was a traveling musician, I used to do a cover of God Bless the USA. If you are not familiar with it, let's see if I can recall the words. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. All of these things are now a part of the Bible. Now, you might think for a moment that, oh, no, that's not a part of the Bible. That's alongside of the Bible. It's bound in the leather cover of this book called the Bible. Okay? It's the Bible. And for these guys, these things are the Bible. But now it's instantiated in print. It's put right in there. And I find it gross to glue in the U.S. Constitution alongside and inbound with the Bible. If you're a Christian, that has to make you cringe. It feels so much like you're amending the Bible with the stuff that they left out but shouldn't have. This is the American Bible. This is Make America Great Again Bible. The God Bless the USA Bible. You know, the one that Jesus meant to write. But the whole crucifixion thing happened. And, you know, I got put off for a little bit. Progressive Revelation and all that. So, yeah, Trump has some batshit crazy things to say. But, I mean, this is what Christian nationalists believe about the Bible. Anyway, I just wanted to drop a thought bomb on you, though. When it comes to the formation of the Bible. So, it's not like it dropped out of heaven. Genesis through Revelation. In perfect King James English. That's not how we got the canon. Boom goes the canon. That's not how we got it. So you got some people who are reading something that they think is a sacred text, and here comes another text. Oh, let's call it Hebrew. Hebrews. And that's not a part of the thing that they consider the sacred text, but a lot of people think it's pretty good. And so they start reading that alongside of the stuff that's pretty good. And pretty soon it becomes the thing. A thing that is in the canon. And here's this other thing, Revelation. some people think that's pretty good. It's not a part of the canon, but they're looking at it and they're thinking, yeah, I like that. And, you know, they bound that up with the canon. And then later people are like, yeah, that's a part of the canon. This is just how collections happen. And so the canon gets another shot. Another ball is added to the canon. I'm working on a title here, folks. I'm trying. And now the Bible is finally complete with the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. You know, the American Christian Nationalist Bible, like Jesus intended. All right, that's enough for today. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Say howdy to Mac on the board. We did not do a show this week because of me. It was me. It's a me. Am I drunk on pills? I don't think so. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's me. And we're going to pick it up again this Saturday. I'm sorry. I hate missing main shows, but life gets that way every now and then. Loving Matt. It's not Mac. It's not like we've had some kind of fist fight over it and the partnership is gone. Love it. In fact, we're going to be increasing the partnership. I think that we'll have something exciting to announce maybe as early as the next show. And so stay tuned for that. We're going to be finishing up our conversation on the tulip and Calvinism. We started a video that we got about 2.5 minutes into. We've got about 8 more minutes to go. Wish us luck. It's good. With that, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.